Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back, fans and the pro. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. We're at 46-45 Ferret between Jefferson and Napoleon. Yes, Tulane tonight, 7 o'clock against North Texas. But I got to say, I want to say happy birthday to Jenna Bro. She's a good friend of my daughter's. Jenna is her birthday today. Happy birthday, Jenna. She and my daughter Allison are celebrating with the Jonas Brothers tomorrow night. We got Brandy and Monica tonight at the Smoothie King Center. Tomorrow night,
that girl is the Jonas is Brothers. Mine. So the Jonas Brothers, what is their?
Come on.
I know you know one. You know one because the radio going to be on something.
I don't know, but the radio's on
something.
News.
No, it can't just be all.
I don't know any Jonas Brothers songs.
Yes, you do.
All right.
I'm going to look up one and you don't know it.
And don't forget Deuce's birthday coming up later this month.
We won't
there
be working.
There you go.
Yeah, we will. I was going to ask you, and you're not supposed to ask a young lady how old they are, but how old?
Well, let's put it that way. She's in her mid-20s, which means it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They don't age.
That's right.
They don't age, so it doesn't really matter.
She's in her mid-20s, but she's a great girl, and I know that her mom and her dad they went to high school together, so they're going to have a good time tomorrow night at the Jonas Brothers. Now, did you know a Jonas Brothers song?
Possibly.
This was not the path I was planning on.
Possibly.
Yes. Well, you got your sons, right?
They're too young. No, they don't. They may. I mean, Mike, you know, right. It's just like I try to let them have their little own deal.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, I'm going to turn on some blues for them and then try to take them to church.
Educate
a little bit.
Them.
Yeah, try to take them to church and then they're going to turn on some bang bang and some junk and some like. Y'all put them headphones on because I don't want to hear all that.
So we have not talked about it because it is semifinal night, baby.
Yes.
High school football. I'll try to be quick because there's a lot to get through. So in the non-select, at least as far as the local teams, area teams, Division II, you got Belchase at Iowa. St. James, we're down there mm-hmm. with our friends at First American. St. James at Sterlington. South Plaquemines is against Mangum. I'm going to skip Division I for select and go to Division II. St. Charles is home. University Lab at 7. Shaw against Vanderbilt Catholic at 7. Calvary Baptist, which beat Country Day. They're playing against Notre Dame. By the way, they scored 66 against you guys. You know what they scored the following week?
Like 14.
14. Won 14-7.
I found out that they're a really good player. Me and his uncle played in high school together.
Oh, yeah?
They're a four-star receiver. Me and his uncle played in high school together, and so I've taken an interest in Calvary Baptist, how they advance on, because the next week it was 14-7. I followed it, and so I think it was St. Charles Catholic. They play, I think you just said it, they play U-High. They play Lamar Brown in that group. And the only reason I know that is because I spoke.
University Lab.
Yeah, I spoke at the at their
quarterback club?
Their quarterback club this week, and they were just talking about, you know, just Lamar and just trying to – this was before signing day.
Yeah.
And so this was just like, you know, look, he's a five-star. He's a heck of a player. But long story short, I know they're excited about that game. That game is going to be over in La Place. And so didn't know I knew as many people over there at St. Charles Catholic. But, yeah, that should be a pretty good game. And then I know Shaw.
Yep. Shaw's at Vanderbilt Catholic.
Yep, Shaw at Vanderbilt Catholic, and then
Riverside at Ascension. No, Riverside is home against Ascension. Now let's get to Division I.
Which is?
Carr, Catholic at Baton Rouge.
Correct.
That's on the West Bank tonight at 7. St. Aug and John Curtis at Gormley at 7. So the winner of those two games.
Go to New Orleans, go to the Dome.
Let me say one thing. St. Aug and Curtis both have, you know, Curtis has two losses. St. Aug has one loss. You know the two?
Carr.
Well, Curtis lost to St. Augustine. They just played back on November 7th. St. Aug beat them 55-28, so they're playing tonight for the rematch. But, wow, Carr, Catholic Baton Rouge, St. Augustine, and John Curtis. That's your Division I select.
Mike, we just talked about it. Did you see the list of athletes? And, you know, I don't care if it's Power 4, Power – did you see the list of athletes that Etna Carr had? As far as that signed on Wednesday, a whole bunch. It was impressive.
Yeah.
And I know, was it Coach Bruce, I think? I can't think of I know his name. I'll think of it. Bryce Brown. The job that he has done, and, you know, you talk about them having the success that they've had. They've been loaded. They loaded this year. And I don't think it's going to end soon. So we'll just enjoy it. We'll see. But that Carr St. Aug game should be an interesting one. And Shaw, that should be a good matchup. I mean, and so it's some good matchups in our area. And the other part of it, Mike, I'm trying to think. I'm drawing a blank. I'm drawing a blank on it, but I'll think of it in a second. But I mean, it's just. There's great matchups. There's really great matchups as far as high school football.
Yeah,
but I'm intrigued just by how, if they've played each other, how they kind of go back and look at it and try to make some adjustments.
I don't know. It's good. Gosh, man, that's a loaded one there. That's right, because it's unfortunate. It is what it is, because you've got teams that aren't going to play each other. Right?
No, that's true. I know what it was now. The new divisions have come out as well.
Right.
And so the new divisions for high school have come out. And so a little bit of movement in some of those districts. But it'll just be intriguing to see which team can kind of finish it off. But then with the new divisions, as far as classifications, et cetera, you know, going forward, it's going to be some exciting times in the high school athletics, we'll put it that way.
Yep, and it all comes to the Superdome next week. So it's Thursday the 11th, Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th, Saints in Carolina on Sunday the 14th. And so, you know, you want as many of the locals that are regional teams and some from all over the state. Because really, those teams up in the northern and central part, man, they travel. I want them to come to New Orleans.
We want them to come to enjoy. And
yeah.
the other team that we haven't spoken about a lot or really at all today is our Pelicans, because we can't get right. We hadn't been on the show, but, you know, it was announced a couple days ago, you know, about Zion and the abductor. And, you know, it's just, man, I know his body just won't let him. I'll just put it like that. You know, his body just won't allow him to be able to go out there and perform. And our young rookies, whether they were drafted or, you know, or just signed late, whatever it was, they've played well. But, I mean, the Pelicans, you just got too much firepower that is hurt. And so, you know, you had what – I don't want to call it a true back-to-back, but you had Minnesota
twice.
Yeah,
you had home and home.
Home and home against Minnesota.
The first one was a killer.
Yeah, because you're up
yeah.
4 with 30 seconds.
Right.
And you don't close that one out. And then the other one, you know, it almost looked like – I don't want to call it Minnesota was toying with you because you were in the game, but you knew that at some point they were going to make a run in the fourth quarter, and they just pulled away, and we just never could answer – consistently. But that first one, I agree, you're up.
Yep.
I mean, you have a lead.
That's probably as well as they've played and shot the ball, especially second quarter. That's probably as well as they've played all season.
Put it together. They've played well on the Borrego, but I mean, it hadn't given you a lot of wins. Yeah. That's the most disappointing part. And so if you can get some healthy, and I mean, it's we're just asking for some of those healthy bodies back with what you have currently, to see if you can string together two, three, four. Can I be greedy? Can I get eight wins in a row? But, I mean, just give me two or three wins in a row.
Well, you play Brooklyn tomorrow, and so Brooklyn is 5-whatever. They're 5-17. The Pelicans are 3-20. This is exactly what we prayed
we couldn't, could not do.
Right. Don't finish football and go, what? What's the Pelicans? Boom. And so it's been tough. And then after that, 7 of your next 8 are at home. Most of their December schedule is at home. They've got – this is it. You've got to get this string together, you're talking about, got to be now.
You got to string it, but I mean.
You ain't got people healthy.
You
got
to get some healthy. You got to get some bodies.
You got to do it on the road.
I mean, it's just like. You've got, what, 60 points, 70 points on the bench?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking about sometimes scores. We're talking about that's what they average, and that's being conservative.
No, I know.
I mean, you got. 80 points on the bench. That's in street clothes.
That should count for something.
Yeah.
Charlie said, don't forget that blank, wide-open layup from Anthony Edwards to send it into overtime. That was the first game with Minnesota.
You had late rotation. And yeah. You sent him to the baseline, but you got late rotation from your bigs and your drop guys. So, Charlie, don't get me started, man. No. I was having a good
You brought up the Pelicans.
I started it.
Hey, we'll take a break. We got Tulane tonight. Big one tonight. Tulane against North Texas for the AAA. We're going to talk with Dalton Wasserman next. College football. He's with PFF. He's an analyst. Back after this. Fans in the Pro from the Rouses on Ferret here on WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. This is Fans in the Pro. I want to make sure to shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crowd. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, dine-in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salad. MagazinePizza.com. And it is conference championship weekend, Tulane, North Texas, James Madison against Troy, Georgia, Alabama. Joining us now is Dalton Wasserman, PFF analyst and co-host of the PFF College Football Show at PFF_Dalton. Dalton, welcome to the show. You're on with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister.
How's it going, guys?
How are you doing? So we'll talk about our local teams first, because we got Tulane. We're down the street, literally, from Tulane. I mean, it's not a play-in game, because there's eyeballs and a committee that's involved, but technically it should be. This game is for one of the spots in the top 12. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, absolutely. At this point, with Tulane and North Texas being the two highest ranked Group of Five teams, I would say 99.9% chance it's a play-in game here, and everything's on the line. And it's even more interesting with both coaches whenever their season ends departing. Obviously, John Summerall going to Florida, Eric Morris going up there to Oklahoma State. There's a lot on the line here, and I think you're going to have two really good football teams duking it out tonight. It's a very even game, and it's going to be an exciting time down there at Yeoman Stadium. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, that's what I really want to, you know, what separates it? I mean, because you look at it, Tulane is the underdog at home, but what's the separator for you in this game?
I think I would say I trust North Texas' ability to run the ball a little bit better. Tulane's a little more reliant on Jake Retzloff and his legs. There's nothing wrong with that. Obviously, he can scramble. He's been, you know, in big situations before, last year at BYU, all of this year at Tulane. So I think you do have a very even football game. But North Texas has a really good back in Caleb Hawkins in the backfield. I would argue maybe the best true freshman running back in the country this season. And then they've really gotten the passing game going again down the stretch. They've got an emerging receiver in the slot, Wyatt Young, who can really tear up the middle of the field. So I think North Texas's balance is what's really making them just a slight favorite in that game, but I really do think you could argue it's a pick 'em.
When you look at kind of the landscape, and I got to ask you, just because I have to be in all transparency, I am a James Madison University alum down here in New Orleans. So for the Dukes to make it, it's a Duke weekend, right? Duke's got to win, and Duke it's got to beat Virginia, and that just opens the path. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. That opens the path.
I think it definitely opens the path. When you talk about if Duke wins, they'd be 8-5 with losses to teams like Tulane and to UConn. Really, I don't see a playoff case for them unless maybe James Madison lost also. But if JMU goes out there and dominates Troy in the Sun Belt game there, I think they have every right to think that if Duke wins and the ACC doesn't get a team, that they would then be the 12th team in. I think the precedent was set in this week's rankings. I think that could have been part of the reason that they made James Madison number 25 in those rankings. Go, okay, they're clearly ahead of Duke in the standings right now, and they're going to be most likely ranked higher than Duke if Duke gets ranked at all, if they both win. So I think that's exactly what you're rooting for, is Duke to beat Virginia in that ACC game on Saturday. But James Madison, they still got to take care of business tonight.
Yeah, and no, I mean, I'm just impressed by it. We were trying to figure out if we had any read on what the committee would possibly do, you know, if there is chaos. You know, if we have some chaos, maybe an upset or two, you know, but one team that I think, you know, maybe a BYU. If BYU wins, they're pretty much in, correct?
Absolutely. As the Big 12 champion, they would be in. And what's interesting then is it feels like the assumption is that they would leave Texas Tech somewhere in that top 10 also, with, you know, their two losses being to an Arizona State team that's been ranked at times this year and a BYU team that's currently number 11 and I think would enter the conversation possibly as high as number 5 or 6 if they were to beat Texas Tech this week. So I think that's really the teams that are looking out for that are Alabama and Notre Dame right there on the back end at 9 and 10. Could those two teams kind of be bumped out, especially Notre Dame at number 10? If BYU wins, they would almost at this point, the way the committee's been looking at them, be stealing a spot, although you could argue their resume is better than that. But that's really what's at stake for all of those teams in that game Saturday.
Yeah, and then I guess for Alabama, I mean, because where do they fall if it's not a close game? Do they fall all the way out of the conversation?
Yeah, there's so many scenarios we could get into here. If Texas Tech were to dominate BYU again, right? If Alabama were to get dominated by Georgia in that game, although they've won a couple against them in a row. And then the real question to me is, if those things were to happen and they were to get bumped down a little bit, what happens if we get Miami and Notre Dame now finally right next to each other, with Miami having won the head-to-head? And all that's really been the big argument is, what matters more, the entirety of the season? What have you done for me lately? What, you know, the head-to-head matchup in Miami winning that, even though it was in week one, how would that go if they were right next to each other? Because that's a very real possibility.
Man, that's just it's kind of unbelievable how it has all come down. You know, when it went to 12, and with the situation at James Madison, situation with the ACC, situation with Tulane and North Texas, you know, and Deuce and I were talking earlier, you see how this group of five coaches are being, you know, treated, right? You know, with Eric Morris and Summerall and Chesney, all these guys going to Power Four schools. I mean, it feels like the separation of the group of five and the Power Four is getting tighter and tighter.
Yeah, I think the talent across all of college football is getting spread out, not even just to the Group of Five, but you think about a team like Virginia, who nobody in the world would have picked to win the ACC this year, but they've only lost two games, and they've really emerged, right? You had a similar thing with Arizona State last year, BYU being 11-1 with the talent they have, Texas Tech, and how quickly they've turned that around. You're seeing now, whether it be through recruiting or the transfer portal, the talent's getting spread out, and you're not seeing the same five or six teams hoarding, you know, four and five layers of their depth chart with five-star talents. These guys are spreading out, they're looking for playing time, and they're finding it at these other schools, and they're succeeding now, and they've got an opportunity to do so with the 12-team playoff. So, you know, they kind of have this mentality of, look, if we can win 10 games, we can win our conference, we got a shot to go a long way here. And you're really seeing that play out with where the players and the talent are heading now to these different schools.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Should be interesting how everything unfolds. And just want to get your opinion on one or two of the coaches' hires, none in particular, but just how that, we'll call it madness, has affected not only the college football playoff system and even before you get to the playoffs, but, you know, how much more movement do you think we will see, whether it's on the upper echelon or even, you know, some of the lower conferences, so to speak?
I mean, the interesting part is, right, we're getting all these sitting head coaches moving, so it's one domino after another, right? You know, you had the Lane Kiffin situation down there at LSU, and how is Ole Miss going to fix that? They're going with Pete Golding. Even a hire like today with Penn State getting Matt Campbell. Well, now Iowa State's had, they got to fill a job, and they've had a pretty solid program under Campbell over the better part of a decade. So it's just one domino after another, it feels like, and you see some of the same names getting recycled to different jobs. But I think there's been a lot of really good fits made, right? James Franklin at Virginia Tech. I think, you know, a team like Auburn hiring USF coach Alex Golesh, like, you're seeing a lot of really good hires, but the dominoes just keep falling, and this is one of the crazier coaching cycles that I've seen recently.
Your thoughts, because you know, with your job at PFF and what you've covered him certainly in his many, many college years, and the Saints quarterback Tyler Shuck, and kind of how what you've seen of him. He's going to get his start, really. So this will be his fourth start. What were your thoughts about him?
I think there's been moments where I've been impressed. It's a bit inconsistent, and that kind of goes along with the Saints offense, because he's got a really difficult job right now, because the Saints are really struggling to run the football, so he's being asked to drop back a lot, 40 and 50 times a game, right? And it's really hard to do that when everyone in the stadium knows you're throwing it. So I think he's made some nice plays on the move. That's kind of a key for him, is what kind of plays he's going to make under pressure. But at least in a couple of games, the Carolina win and this past game against Miami, once he got in a rhythm in the second half, he's been making plays on the move out of structure. I think the Saints really need to fix up their running game this offseason, kind of balance that out. That's what he had at Louisville, was balancing the run game and a really good play-action game. But if they can figure that out, he's really starting to show you something, I think, in the drop-back game, that he could be useful in future seasons here.
Just curious, as we close up, and I'm wanted to get your thoughts, if you had to, you know, we don't even know the 12 yet, but just give me who you think might, who are the two best teams that should be playing in the final?
I think Ohio State is one of them. I'm curious to see how Indiana looks against them this week. I have Ohio State winning. I think they're the best team in the country, but I think that second spot right now, I'd say it comes down to probably Indiana or Georgia. I think Georgia looks very balanced, and as long as they're in rhythm on offense, they're going to be really good, because Kirby Smart and that defense is a constant. But I'll give you the sleeper. I think Oregon is still really dangerous with the way Dante Moore is playing. Dan Lanning's got a really good defense out there. They don't have a whole lot of big weaknesses, but I would say right now, if I were making a pick, I'd probably say Ohio State and Georgia.
Interesting.
Hard to go against those two.
Yeah. I mean, just history tells you. So we'll have one of the quarterfinal games will be here. The Sugar Bowl is a CFP quarterfinal game. So, man, it's just going to be interesting. Tonight, tomorrow, big weekend. So, as always, appreciate your time. Dalton Wasserman, he is co-host of the PFF College Football Show. It's at PFF_Dalton. Let's just keep doing what we're doing. Go James Madison tonight. Go Duke tomorrow night. That's the call.
Just rooting for the chaos. I love it.
I love it. All right. Thank you, Dalton. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, chaos is good. You know, sometimes change of pace. You know, it's interesting. I think he's right. If you get to the point, I hadn't really thought about it. You get to the point where you're 11-12. Somewhere in this mix is Notre Dame and Miami.
Oh,
I hadn't really thought about it.
No, he's exactly right.
Right.
He's exactly right. I mean, and it's just like they want the chaos.
Right.
And that's their way in.
Man, got a lot to go on. And it's a big night again. Tulane over at Yulman Stadium, 2-point underdogs against North Texas for the American Athletic Association Conference Championship, the fourth straight year that they have been in the conference championship. So we'll see how that goes. Good luck to the Green Wave. Just bring it home and get in the 12, and then we'll see where everything goes. We'll take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are here until 6 o'clock. Then it's kickoff with Boomer and Valenti. And then don't forget, the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup on a huge night. Semifinal night tonight at 7. Back after this from the Rouses on Ferret here on WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight, so about 15 more minutes, and then... You know, just so much going on. You got Tulane against North Texas. You got all the high school games. Most of them start at 7 o'clock. Tulane's at 7 o'clock tonight. Underdogs. You know, it's kind of – that might help them a little bit. I don't know. I just like, you know, thinking about it, seeing what will happen. Also, earlier this week, DeMario Davis was the team's nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. And I don't – you know, there's never a bad choice. But because it was Cam last year,
who got shiced it.
Right. I believe that he got hurt because it was in New Orleans. I think, you know, we had the Super Bowl and you had Jari that was up again. You know, all this stuff happened, and they're like, well, we can't have everything New Orleans.
Right.
It's going to look like we're just going to give everything to New Orleans.
Yeah, well, I mean, that may be true too, but, I mean, Cam should have won. If you've seen the work, I mean, obviously we see it and we know about the work that he does in the community. Cam should have won the Man of the Year, and it would have been a perfect ending for him as far as that season off the field and the work that he has done. On the field kind of speaks for itself, and you know, we made a joke about it, but he's one that he's in the money. He's unlocked a now it's not easy, had a renegotiated contract, so you give up guaranteed money and you kind of bet on yourself, and he's unlocked the incentive where every sack going forward, and it's been a couple sacks now, but the amount goes up, and with each sack, each half sack, it's another incentive. And so he has the, what is it, stacking, I don't even know what the technical name, what he calls it, his little
Oh, the stacking.
Yeah, the stacking on top of it.
His, when he does his hand movement.
Yeah, his hand gesture of movement. So he's stacking them.
Well, it's, if you go back through his career, he is mid-November to December, he's a beast. He just has been. And, you know, you talk about he's at 6.5 sacks right now. So that's more than 2023 and 2024 combined. It's the most he's had since he had 8.5 sacks in 22, which was the last time he went to the Pro Bowl. And he has just been, you know, and I think that's played a role. People ask, you know, what's going on with Carl Granderson?
Yep.
Well, guess what? Carl Granderson, you got Chase Young and Cam Jordan right now.
Well, they were going to rotate him anyway.
Right.
They do rotate him anyway, but, I mean, you talk about it.
But who's the hot guy?
Yeah, well, that's what I was about to say. You talk about it. Hey, who is giving me the production, or who is the guy that has it going? And, you know, we've seen them be able to use some of that three down, and I think Brian Brzee is the other guy that comes in, but they'll use three defensive ends in the game. And, you know, one of them will bump inside, whether you're talking about Cam or Granderson or even Chase Young, and, you know, Brian Brzee is the other defensive tackle. And it's about getting after the quarterback. Now, I know Bobby talks about it, where that number needs to be 40s or even 50s as far as sack numbers, and we know the Saints aren't at that number, but if they could stop teams from running and now you could get after the quarterback with the way that they have played up front, it could be impressive. But you know the flip side of that? You know the flip side of that? What happened to the Saints with their first three possessions last week?
In the first offensively?
Quarter? Offensively.
Well, it was a turnover.
Not before that. That was in one of those first three possessions.
Right. Well, they didn't get a first down, I don't think.
That part. Yeah. So, you are sending that defense.
Don't make me say that again. That was horrible.
Well, I mean,
I was
just,
it the first time.
No, yeah, well, but you knew. You know,
yeah.
I didn't lead you directly where I wanted, but you got there.
Yeah.
But if I am getting you off the field with three and outs, or at least – the opponent in scorn, but then offensively, you know, I think it was at one point the Saints had three possessions and all of those possessions were equal, like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Total.
And negative yards rushing.
Yeah, and it's just like there is no way that you can continue to ask your defense to continue to come out here and play at that level. At some point, they're going to bend. And possibly break, and Miami did make them break as far as getting a touchdown out of it. I mean, but that's where it has to be complimentary, and that's where it has to be, okay, we got guys that can sack the quarterback, but we need a little help offensively from you where you're not just going to send us down where, man, I just got two shots of water, now it's punt team.
Right.
I got to go back, you know, and we punt.
Right,
and that's what, you know. That's what the defense. That's what they've been in.
You got it. Whatever the drive in the third quarter, Saints offensively, there was nothing magical about that. There wasn't no new plays.
No,
4 yards is a good daggone run.
Yeah,
move it. Right, they just couldn't do it in the first quarter. Did it on the third quarter drive. Take a break. Come back. Close things up here. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We're at the Rouses, 46-45 Ferret. Back after this. Stay with us on WWL. Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister with you just for a couple of more minutes. So,
Mike, and I know you got some good stuff here, but
– I got nothing.
No, well, we know what time of the year it is. It's getting close to the finals in college football.
Yep.
But what are we watching on television?
The Polar Express.
The Polar Express. And then also, we got to shout out our lights in City Park.
Yeah.
So if you hadn't gotten a chance, you need to go by. You need to go by and see the lights and just experience it. But it's Christmas time.
I know.
So I'm telling you now, what's today? The 5th?
5th.
You, don't
20
wait.
Days.
Don't wait till the 22nd.
To get your gift?
No. You know who I'm talking about.
My wife?
Don't wait till the 22nd.
All right.
Now, I'm talking to myself when I'm talking to you. Because
Did your wife
I'm,
give
I'm,
you a
I'm,
list? I'm, Did she give you a list?
I hadn't asked for it yet. But
well, come on, man. You just going
to
guess?
No. I mean, I got to get on it as well. I'm fussing at you as I'm talking to myself.
But she's got to get you a birthday gift on the 27th and Christmas on the 25th.
Yeah, good luck. It'll be like, hey, here's your shirt. Here's the pants that match it.
That's because you ain't helping. I know you ain't giving him no help.
No, I ain't going to give him no help. I'm blessed, Mike. I know I don't need anything. And so if you want to get me some, don't get. I would say
mine don't have a top on it.
Give him some golf balls, but don't even give me those because I'm picky on those as well. So don't even waste it.
By the way, this conversation started because we were looking at the Polar Express, and I was going, that movie was cutting edge, you know, back when you Tom Hanks in the face and the animation. And dude said, how old do you think it is? And I said, I don't know. He said 20 years. I go, ain't no way. He's right. It was 21 years ago.
20 years.
Came out in November of 2004.
Yeah.
Came out before Katrina. My gosh, I just have aged and just sitting here.
They tell me it's a lot better than the alternative.
Yes, it is. So you think Tulane's going to do it tonight?
I do think so. I think they take care of the business.
Saints upset Tampa. Tampa's not the team they were, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but the Saints have to play clean football. They have to play clean football, and hopefully they can put it together.
Yeah, don't fight uphill.
That off week hurt offensively. Hopefully, yeah, with practice, they've able to say, hey, you know, we can do this. We can go out and play complimentary football. And, you know, I hope Charlie shows and proves that he can kick some big kicks. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a wet mess, Tampa.
My thanks to Charlie Long, Marcy Nathan from Rouse's, DePaul Smith, Nathan Enright, huge help tonight, Luke Augusta, Deuce McAllister as well, of course. Go Green Wave, go Saints, James Madison, do your job. Thanks for listening. It's Fans and a Pro.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.